the starting point for this really was for last week in terms of the Haftorah for last week. So you guys probably know that there's a special, between now and Rosh Hashanah, really, special Haftorahs. So the starting from two Shabbos ago, so the three Haftorahs that we read during the 3 weeks are called the Shlosha de Paranusa, the three Haftorahs that talk about the negative things that happened to Klal Yisrael. And then after Tisha B'Av, we start with the Shiva de Nechemta. So with the seven Haftorahs of consolation. It's very worthwhile just to notice. Haftorahs are not that exciting in people's lives, but it's kedai if you can to notice. If you don't want to notice the bad stuff, so you can notice the good stuff. So when you start, if you read through all of the seven Haftorahs of the Shiva de Nechemta, you see that there's just go through the translations very quickly. You'll see that it climbs a ladder of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, starting with Nachamu Nachamu Ami, which is the famous one, or at least has the famous three words in the beginning, but it really goes up and it reaches a pinnacle with the last Haftorah before Shabbat Shuvah of So Sosis Bashem. We go from Nachamu Nachamu Ami and Dabru Elev Yerushalayim. Start from HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of having to just reach out and try to bring us back in because we need to be consoled, and it's Dabru Elev Yerushalayim V'kiru Elev. It's that we have to, he has to speak to us and then call out to us, because he speaks to us, you know, when you punish somebody and then they get angry at you. So you speak to them and they're like, hey, I'm not talking to you. And then you call out to them a second time, and finally, and it keeps going, it keeps going until we get to Sos Asis Bashem, right? Tagel Nashi Velokai, right? And to the point that I rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My soul dances with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's really it's a progression, and that's the way we go into to Rosh Hashanah and the Yom HaNorayim. So it's kedai to keep track, but unfortunately at this point in time we're still holding by the Shlosha de Paranusa, and I just wanted to point out the theme of last week's Haftorah. Specifically, I was listening to these podcasts from Rabbi David Katz from Baltimore. So he pointed out that this, in his opinion, this pasuk was the central theme of the Haftorah last week. But it starts off talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically saying, "I was always talking to your forefathers about this issue. It's been a problem since day one, but now it's gotten to the point that we're holding by." So it starts of Avi Eschem El Eretz HaKarmel. This is Yirmiyahu talking, by the way. So he says, "See, I brought you into the Carmel Lechol period of Tuba. I brought you to Eretz Yisrael to enjoy all the good things. Vatavo, vatitamu esaretzi, v'nachlasi samtam latoiva. And you came and you made my land tameh, and you turned my nachla into an abomination." So, and he says, it got to the point where what? Hakohanim lo amru aye Hashem. The Kohanim didn't say, "Where is Hashem?" But the sof say a Torah lo yidouni. And the Tovsei HaTorah, so there's a little bit of a machlokas rishon, who are the Tovsei HaTorah? So Rashi in this parish over here, in this corner, says it's the Sanhedrin. But I think the Pashup Shad, that's the Radak, is the Tovsei HaTorah are the Talmidei Chacham and the Rosh Yeshivas, the ones who teach Torah. So what happened to them? So again, the Kohanim didn't say Ayei Hashem. The Tovsei HaTorah, lo yiduni, they didn't know me. Vaharoim Pashubi, and the shepherds, meaning the leaders of Klal Yisrael, they sinned against me. Vanaviim Nibu Babal, and then the prophets, they started becoming false prophets for Avodah Zarah. Vacharei Lo Yivil Lachu, and they followed all these gods that don't help. So specifically here, he basically takes on the ruling class. So Yirmiyahu basically says that it's not enough that the Jewish people in general didn't follow me, but now we're holding in a point where the leaders of Klal Yisrael, they're completely abandoning me. And specifically, it doesn't say, and this is a big theme also in the Kinos, but for example, the Haftorah that we read on Tisha B'Av itself says, has the psukim, you're probably familiar with from a lot of the drushes that are given by them, but it says that Alma of the Haaretz, right? So it says, why did we lose the land? Right? Vayomer Hashem, Allah's Vomes Torah Si. right? It's, but it starts off by saying, "Mi chacham yavin ezos." Who is so wise that they could understand Alma of the Eretz, why Eretz Yisrael was lost? And it says, "Allah zvames Torah, see, abandoned my Torah." And the Gemara in Nedarim Darshi Shlo Berchu Bat Torah Tchila. Right, okay, so there's more to say about that, but not for now. So it's a similar idea that here he's saying the people are supposed to be the Torah leaders of Klal Yisrael. They completely abandoned me. The Kohanim doesn't say that they didn't do the avoda. It says they Hakohanim Lo Amra Yeh Hashem. The Kohanim did do the avoda, but when they were doing the avoda, they missed the central. They missed the whole point. So they went through the right. That's the I think Rabbi Katz mentioned this also. But the ultimate example the Gemara gives of the Kohanim losing their way is Kohen stabbed another Kohen in the Beis Hamikdash while doing the avoda, and that young Kohen's father sees his son bleeding to death, and he screams, "Quickly, quickly, get him out of the Mikdash! He's going to be metame everything, right?" So he sees his son dying right in front of him. He sees another Kohen killed him. And he's like, "What are you doing?" But he's bogged down in the nitty gritty halachas of Tum and Tara, right? So he's so worried that he's going to be metame the kelim of the mikdash. So you got to get him out of here quickly. And that's what they cared about. The Gemara takes him to task for that. That's what you care about. The whole point is to bring yourself to a certain level, and that's only through connecting avoda to the one who gave you the avoda. So that's the idea. The Kohanim didn't say Ayah Hashem. Tov Seat Torah Lo Yidoni, and those who are learning the Torah, teaching the Torah, they don't know me. They don't seek me out through my Torah. The whole idea of learning Torah is to seek out the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Nosein HaTorah, and to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu through that Torah. And I think that one of the themes that the Navi is giving over here is that it's there's always a big machlokes. It's very very big nowadays. Also, how do you affect the whole nation? What's the best way to affect the whole nation? So it's big machlokas, but there it's not an elu ve'elu machlokas. There is one. There's the right answer and a wrong answer. How do you right now? The United States is experiencing an economic downturn. Right, it's machlokas whether it is an economic downturn, but kuli amalo pligi that it's an economic downturn. So even the ones who say it isn't, they say it is, but it isn't. So what's the pshat? So they say because they hold is do you build the economy from the bottom up or do you build it from the top down? So the chachamim, the avinu ezos, no, you build it from the top down. And the tipshim and the people who don't know, they say you build it from the bottom up. It's only been tried, 100 times and worked every time one way and fails every time the other way. So it's the same idea, lahavdil, in what the Navi is talking about. He's saying that if you have this, if this is what's going on at the top, it's going to trickle down and it's going to negatively affect every single member of Klal Yisrael. If you have the idea being that if the Tov Seat Torah, if the ones who are supposed to be in the ruling in the aristocracy of the Torah, the Sanhedrin, the teachers of Torah, and I'll extend it to just say it, and the B'nai Torah, if we're in a position where we're not seeking out their bona shel olam, so then it's going to have a negative effect that's going to go through the entirety of Klal Yisrael, and therefore you have the Kohanim who are the ones who are supposed to be the spiritual leaders in the avoda sense, right? We know that there's a Torah avoda milas chasad. Are the cornerstones, the three pillars upon which the world stands, and you have the Kohanim, they represent Avoda, and you have the Tov Seh HaTorah, and then you have the Roim, and who are supposed to represent the Gmilas Chasadim. They're supposed to run the show politically, and none of them are seeking out a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's gonna completely undermine the Klal Yisrael's ability to do so. So I just wanted to say over a couple of ideas based on this. I talk about it every summer, but it's kedai to remind ourselves during this time of the year, especially I think based on last week's parsha, which was the one yahrzeit that's mentioned in the entire Torah is in last week's parsha, right? Whose yahrzeit is it? Aaron HaKohen, right? So Aaron HaKohen's yahrzeit is Rosh Chodesh Av. It's the only yahrzeit mentioned in the whole Torah, and I think that between the Parsha and the Haftorah, you have what you have the disease and you have the cure. So you have both things that are sort of laid out in the Haftorah. Here we have the disease, in the sense that we have the leadership, the Kohanim, the Tosiat Torah, right, and the Roim, they're not providing that kind of leadership that we need. And in the and in the Parsha itself, we have the cure to that problem. That cure is a person like Aaron HaKohen. And what's the whole Yisod of Aaron HaKohen? When Aaron HaKohen died in Parshas Chukas, so what did it say about him? Right, so it says that who cried over Aaron HaKohen's death? Anybody remember? I forgot the lashon also, not also, but you guys might remember. What is it? What's the lashon of the parsha when it says that Aaron HaKohen died? So it says. Almost made it. 1 second. Sorry about that. So it says, "Vayiru kol ha'eda ki gava Aaron." Everyone saw that Aaron had died. "Vayivku es Yisrael shloshim." "Vayivku es Aaron shloshim yom kol beis Yisrael." Right. So who cried over Aaron? Kol beis Yisrael, the entirety of the house of Yisrael. So Rashi tells us over there. What do you mean kol beis Yisrael? Ha'anashim v'hanashim. Both the men and the women, Lefi Shehaya Aaron Rodev Shalom, because Aaron was a Rodev Shalom. Umatil Ava bein Bali Mariva. And he would solve problems. He would make love between those people who were in a fight. He would cause them to love each other. Ubein Ish Leishto. And he would bring peace between a husband and his wife. So every single person felt the love, felt the loss for Aaron HaKohen. They loved him and they cried over his death. And even by the great Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no one greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't say kol beis Yisrael, right? Dafka, the men who felt they had a shayachus to Moshe Rabbeinu, they had a shayachus to Torah's Moshe, they cried over the loss of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the women didn't feel it nearly as much because they didn't feel that they had that connection. And that was really the main difference between a Moshe Rabbeinu and an Aaron HaKohen. Now, obviously, every Jewish generation needs a Moshe Rabbeinu type, or many Moshe Rabbeinu types, and they need many Aaron HaKohen types. They need these types of leaders to set the tone. But specifically, Aaron HaKohen was the type of person to bring people close to one another and close to the Torah. And how did he do it? So you guys probably learned the Rambam's comment in Perkei. I think Rabbi Yona quotes it in Perkei Avos also. What do we say? Heavy mitalmidim shel Aaron HaKohen, right? Oev shalom v'rodei shalom. Oev es abrios u'makarban la'Torah. So what do we do? What did he do? What was Aaron's brilliant kiruv technique? Anybody remember?
So that's
very true. That's one of the tricks that he used. But even specifically when it comes to Oiv es Abrios u'Makarban la'Torah, what was his brilliant kiruv technique that he used to use? What? Achnas Zorchim. I think that's more of an Avram Avinu trick. But none of these are tricks. I'm using the term trick, but they're all legit. But the idea was is that when Aaron HaKohen understood and he got wind of this idea that there was a person who was not doing so well, so most of us, I don't know, if we see someone's not doing well, or we see someone's doing the wrong thing, we go over to them, we give them mussar, we give them chizuk, we try to help them out a little bit, yell at them, I don't know, but none of that is nearly as effective as what Aaron HaKohen was able to do. Aaron HaKohen was, he would reach out to the person and he would just become friends with them. He would just, call the guy over to join his crew, and he would just befriend the individual, and to the extent that he would ask him how he's doing, how's your family, whatever, schmooze with him a little bit, and then after a few times of getting close to this guy, so the guy would say to himself, how could it be that this great man Aaron HaKohen, if he knew what I was doing in private when he wasn't around, he would never want to be friends with me. So I better get my act together. I better change my ways. And through simply not telling anyone what they were doing was wrong, not preaching at anybody, simply by bringing himself close to those people and befriending them and just setting that kind of an example, Aaron HaKohen was an Oiv es Abrios Makarban la'Torah. The Rambam brings it out just from the words of the Mishnah, right? Because he was an Oiv es Abrios, he was able to be Makarban la'Torah. He was able to bring them to Torah just through getting close to them. Nothing, he didn't have to mention anything in order to make them better. It's very appropriate in terms of the name. I think Rav Aaron Lichtenstein mentions this idea in his, he has a I think it was an essay originally, I'm not sure, but it was either a hesped originally or an essay that he wrote about his Rebbeim. There's a couple of volumes of Aaron Lichtenstein's essays that he collected over the years. And in one of them, he talks about his three Rebbeim and certain things that he learned from each of his Rebbeim. When he was a young man, he went to high school in Chaim Berlin. And he learned, he had two Rebbeim in Chaim Berlin, and later he's a Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik. So it's Rebbeim in Chaim Berlin, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and Rav Yitzchak Hutman. So, and then later he learned from Rav Soloveitchik. So he said those are the three biggest influences that he had in his life. And he said the difference between them was, he said that specifically, I think Rav Hutner and Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, he said they were just these larger than life figures. That obviously he learned a tremendous amount from them, but he couldn't, like, there was never any idea in his mind that he could be like them. He said Rav Soloveitchik is just like this towering giant that just, like, you know, is a looming presence. It was never like, oh, if only I was better, then I would be like him. No, he never had that havamin. He said, but the difference is that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, he felt like when he would look to Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, he just thought he was looking at a better version of himself. You know, and he said that he could relate to him to the point that it was more inspiring, because he said, if I was just the best version of myself, then I could be like him. You know, and that was the thing that Aaron HaKohen was able to give over. That he was this I want to say the best human of the generation. Meaning the difference between Moshe and Aaron was specifically this: that when you look to Moshe Rabbeinu, why was Moshe Rabbeinu a bad speaker? Right. So when we're little, we learn the Midrash that the Moshe Rabbeinu had an accident when he was a kid, and he was kvad pev, a kvad lashon. But on a slightly deeper level, one doesn't negate the other. It's just two sides of the coin. But on a slightly deeper level, the Maral points out a very simple yisod, that what is speech all about? Speech is the bridge between the spiritual world and the physical world, right? When you have this idea in your head that's still holding in the realm of the infinite, right? So you have these concepts in your mind. You want to speak them out, but if you once you speak them out, you've now brought them into the realm of the physical. So speech is that bridge between the spiritual world and the physical world. And that's why also I heard B'Shem Ramos Shapiro once, another Mishnah in Perkei Avos, he said, Siag l'chachma shtika. So the thing that guards wisdom is silence. He says specifically because when you speak, you're dafka bringing something from the infinite to the finite, and so therefore, on one level, you're always a bigger chacham if you don't speak it out. You know, that's another reason they say b'shem a lot of Bali Musar, if they had like an idea, a new chiddush or whatever, they would never tell it to anybody. They would try to like first keep it in their minds for a while, and then once they felt that they really had it and it reached its full potential in their minds, then they would speak it out, because they felt like they would limit the idea once they spoke it out. But it's all the same idea, that the mind, the concept before it's spoken is in the spiritual world, and when you speak it, it comes into the physical world. So it makes a lot of sense. On one level, Moshe Rabbeinu was skewed towards the spiritual world. He didn't have that balance quite right, and therefore he was a kvad peh, kvad lashon. Meaning, this was from birth. I'm saying when he was born, the house filled up with light. When he was, it wasn't like he was not an ordinary person, an ordinary child in any way. So he was skewed always, right? He had the karni ahod, that when you look, he had to wear a mask when he would talk to people, because otherwise his face would just be shining and you just couldn't be in his presence. So here you have Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's this, he's just he's more than human. You couldn't relate to him in that way. You could learn from him. You could gain from him. Obviously, we gained Kol Tarkula from him. But you couldn't be him. There was never a chance. It says in the Torah, you can't be him. So it's not. It wasn't something that. So in that way, he lacked that inspiration, and that's one of the reasons why he couldn't be the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol has to be the ultimate representative of Klal Yisrael, and he didn't represent the average person. Aaron Cohen was the great speaker because he sort of was the in this way he was more of a perfect human. He was that bridge between the realms of the spiritual and the realms of the physical. That he was able to put these two ideas together and speak perfectly so that people could relate to what he was saying. And that's why just being friends with Aaron Cohen would make you want to be better. Because you saw this perfect balance that a person could achieve. You saw this individual who really just was incredibly inspiring just by being who he was, and thus we were able to learn so much from him. And I think that this is the yisod that we have to try our best to bring out in each and every one of ourselves, not just something where we can hopefully, in life we have people that we can look to also that will inspire us to want to be more like that, but something that we have to take an achrayas on for ourselves, meaning that the Tomchei Torah is not just somebody who the Navi is going to complain about, and it's not just somebody, meaning every single Jew who wears a yarmulke, he wears the look of a Jew, so by definition he represents Torah as well. And that's I always think it's appropriate to remember the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Pei Vav, where the Mishnah on Pei Amid Beis talks about the Avera of Chilul Hashem. So the Gemara goes on and talks about what's the Heichi Dami Chilul Hashem, and like different Amoraim go through what would be a Chilul Hashem for them. Right? Rabbi Yochanan, I think, says that if I would walk Dalet Amos without learning Torah and without wearing tefillin, that would be a Chilul Hashem. So I think, that applies to Rabbi Yochanan more so than the rest of us. But nevertheless, that's meaning what's the whole idea behind Rabbi Yochanan saying such a thing? Because you heard the rumors about this great man, Rabbi Yochanan. He was something unbelievable. And then you see a guy, he's walking down the street, you're like, he didn't do anything wrong. But okay, now, not getting involved with all the strange physical descriptions that we have in Shas about Rabbi Yochanan. But if you put together all the different Gemaras about Rabbi Yochanan's physical appearance, it's a very interesting picture. But you see a guy walking down the street, so that's Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, that's Rabbi Yochanan. He looks like somebody. I don't know. He was walking down the street. So you say, no, if I would be walking down the street and I just looked like somebody, that would be a negative experience for the person who saw me, because he wouldn't be inspired. He wouldn't think it was anything. So he says that would be a Chilul Hashem for me. And then you have the statement of Abaye. So Abaye says that right. So he quotes the pasuk of V'haftas Hashem Elokecha Shehi Shem Shamayim Misayev Al Yadcha. Right. So you should cause the name of Hashem. V'haftas Hashem Elokecha means you should love Hashem. But when you love Hashem, what does it mean? Right. And in fact, the Rambam paskins this way in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He talks about the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. And he says, how do you accomplish Avas Hashem? Before you go to sleep every night, you talk, Hashem, I love you so much. It's so great. And by the way, that's not necessarily wrong, but that's not the Iker way. The Rambam learns how you're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah. You're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah by wanting to bring people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says, you teach them his Torah, talk about God. Right? That's why, who's referred to as Hashem's beloved? Avraham Oavi. What did Avraham Oavi try to do? He tried to bring people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, I have this God, and you're going to love him. He's fantastic. And he says that the Shem Shemayim should be Mis'ayiv al Yodcha. She Kore v'shonim Mishamish Tamina Chachamim. Right? If you're Kore, whenever the Gemara says Kore, usually means you learn Tanakh. And you're Shona, you learn Mishnayas, means you learn Halacha. Mishamish Tamina Chacham means you learn Gemara. V'yehei Maso Matano Be'amuna, I think the Bach changes it to. Right? If you do business honestly, V'diburo B'nachas Emabrios, and you speak nicely to people. So Mahabrios Omrim Allah. Meaning, so if you have a person and he learns well, and he does business honestly, and he speaks nicely, so people will say, what will they say about him? Ashrei Aviv Shalamdo Torah, Ashrei Rabo Shalamdo Torah. Fortunate is his father for teaching him Torah. Fortunate is his Rebbe for teaching him Torah. Oy lahem labrio shelo lamdu Torah. Woe is to those who didn't learn Torah. Ploni shelama Torah. Ru'u kama noyim drachav kama mesukanim isav. Right? He says, look, this guy who learned Torah, look how wonderful he is. Right? He says, Olav HaKasav Omer, right? He quotes the Pasuk to this extent, and he says the flip side also, if a person, he's a Korei, Vishonev, it's Mishamish HaMinech HaChamim, and he acts like a, well, you know, I don't know if they use the term anymore, but in Yiddish she used to say, he acts like a bovan, right? He acts like a, whatever, it's an onomatopoeia word, you can get what it means. So he acts like a chaya. So, okay, so then everyone says, oyla misha, oyla plomi shalom do Torah, oyla avim shalom do Torah, oyla rabo shalom do Torah. Right, so it's terrible. This is what Torah gets you. You can't explain to somebody, like if you try to explain, Rav Schechter once told us that he thinks the concept of an Or LaGoyim, supposed to be a light unto the nations of the world, it dafka applies to things that the nations of the world would appreciate. I mean, it doesn't apply to things that they... So if you see a guy and he's not a very impressive fellow, he acts improperly, and then you say, you don't understand. You see these ancient Aramaic texts? He knows them very, very well. I'm like, okay, that's lovely that he knows ancient Aramaic texts, but that doesn't mean anything to me. Like, this is not... I'm not seeing the godless in knowing old Aramaic books or even new ones and still acting in the wrong way. So it's something that we have to realize that this is the achrayus that's placed upon us. The Rambam, when he's summarizing this gemara, happens to be there's two in Perek Hei Yisodei HaTorah and then Perek Hei Hilchos Deos. So when the Rambam's going through both of these ideas, so he summarizes this gemara in both of those places. Perek Hei in Hilchos Deos is all the ways that Talmud Chacham is supposed to act. And in Yisodei HaTorah, he's talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And at the end, he goes through, and again, he says that he's just summarizing this gemara. But he says, "V'osa b'chol ma'isav l'fnim mishur sadin." If he acts in a way that's l'fnim mishur sadin, achyinsu akol mekalsin oso. People praise him. V'oavin oso misavin l'ma'isav. So he adds in that phrase, which I think is very nice. He says, "People desire his actions. I mean, they want to be like him. They see a person like this, and they say, this is a better version of what I should be." So I raise that kiddush es Hashem. This person is mekadesh Shem Shamayim. So I think this is what we're going back to the Navi. I think this is the Yisod that this trickle down effect that we're supposed to have on Klal Yisrael. It's not only about reaching out and telling people what to do. Yeah, you can tell people what to do, and it'll have whatever effect it has, and it's very nice and it's important. But much more important is that if we would have a quote unquote leadership class. Now, leadership class, we don't live in a caste system in our country or even in the Jewish community. We don't have there's no classes that we every single Jew has the ability to achieve great things, and every single Jew has the ability to set an example for everybody else, no matter what your age is, no matter what your rank is officially in the community. The bottom line is if a person acts in a certain way, that he could be, he doesn't have to be a Kohen to be the type of person who's engaged in Avoda. Doesn't have to be a Tom Chetor, doesn't have to be a Rosh Hashiva to be a person who represents the Lomdei Torah, right? And obviously we don't have a king nowadays, but still, if a person's in any kind of leadership position and if he seeks out the Rabbono Shel Olam and everything that he's doing, and he acts in a way where people don't say, oh, I looked at the Tom Chetor, and they say, Ayeh Hashem. I don't see them bringing out the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything. I don't see the Kohanim seeking out God in their Avoda. So by definition, what can you possibly expect from the rest of Klal Yisrael? There's nothing. They're not seeing it coming down from the top, and therefore, if we try to at least take achrayus upon ourselves to reach out, seek out a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and bring more of that into our lives to the point, not necessarily to preach it to other people, but to set that example, to be the types of people that others want to look at and say, like, oh, you know. So Ashrei Lemisha Lamda Torah, you know, the person who represents himself as a Ben Torah, this is the type of person I want to be more like him, and I want to you know, change my ways a little bit. And this person considers himself to be friends with me, like, so I got to step up my game a little bit. I have to improve. So I think we can accomplish great things, you know, especially during this time of the year where we're more focused, hopefully a little bit more Benam LaChavera than even usual. We should always be focused on it, but a little bit more than usual during this time of the year. So we should really try our best to bring these messages into our daily practices to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim in the way that's going to bring as many people close as possible.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.